It was the most virulent, deadly viral outbreak the world had ever seen. When the affliction began to finally relent, two-thirds of the planet's population, 4.2 billion people, were gone. For those left after, the new epidemic was one of moral degradation, survival by any and all means, a pandemic of the inhumane. But small patches of hope sprouted from the fallow ashes of what once was. And for some, our humanity remained the only thing worth fighting for.
Freaking Sandy.
Okay, that's like the fifth time you've done that. What's your problem with Sandy?
I have my reasons.
He thinks Sandy cheated him out of making state champions in our senior year.
What? Tell him! Tell him what happened!
So, our senior year, Cohen and the rest of the team were set to be state champions. They'd had a pretty stellar year all around, and our school hadn't been to the championships in like 30 years. So school spirit's at an all-time high, and we only have one school to get through before the finals.
Sandy.
Friggin' Sandy!
So during the game, Cohen and the team, they're just smoking them, just dominating the field, until the final quarter and things flip dramatically. Sandy starts rallying, and our guys just can't stop him.
Tell him why! Tell him about the spy!
I'm getting there, buddy. Just calm down. So at some point in the last few minutes, Cohen looks up from the huddle and notices what he says is someone on our side of the field signaling to someone on Sandy's side. He says it's a spy. Trouble is, he's got no proof, right? He's the only one who saw it, and when the game was over, this so-called spy is nowhere to be found.
It was totally a spy!
Are you freaking kidding me?
Trouble is, he's got no proof, right? He's the only one who saw it, and when the game was over, this so-called spy was nowhere to be found.
He was there! I swear to God, there was a freaking spy!
So what happened?
We lost the game by a field goal. Now, I don't know if there was a spy or not.
There was.
But it was really eerie how their team was suddenly able to defend against everything our guys set up. So we lose the game, Sandy goes on to state, and Cohen has never forgiven the town of Sandy.
Well, I can't blame him for that. But it isn't the most diabolical thing a team has ever done. I know of a school who actually got one of their students enrolled into a rival school so he could be the supply guy for the team. He goes and learns their plays and sends them to the coach.
That sounds like an urban myth to me.
No, it happened! I knew someone who knew the kid.
Stupid friggin' Sandy.
Well, buddy, there's a lot worse places we could be going for medicine. Plus, you're hanging with your best buds on a road trip. Only thing that could make this better is some greasy fast food burgers and beers, am I right? And you gotta love the fact that the sun is out today.
You just had to curse it, didn't ya?
I'm just gonna shut up now.
I just hope this trip is worth it. It's a long way to go to wind up with nothing.
Well, it's gotta be better than what you were planning with OHSU. I gotta tell you, brother, that was beginning to feel like a suicide mission.
You just didn't like it because it meant ziplining down the tram cables and you're afraid of heights.
No, I didn't like it because there were too many variables. We haven't got a single clue as to who or what is up there. Plus, the place is a huge maze. We didn't know which building would be the best shot at getting what we need. All you had was a tentative idea of how to get up there and how to leave in a hurry with a lot of supplies. If you're determined to go up there, I think it would be better to go with an army. And no, I didn't like the ziplining part at all.
You're such a baby. You used to jump out of airplanes and choppers into combat zones screaming like a madman.
No, you pushed me out of planes and choppers into combat zones. I was screaming like a girl.
Not to interrupt this lover spat, but I'm going to agree with Cohen on this one. Going up to OHSU is stupid. We don't know what's up there. I really think we need to scout it out first. We could make the maps and stuff.
That's actually a good idea. You and I could go up every so often and at least gather some intel, and would help us plan a better raid. That's a lot smarter than potentially walking right into a giant ghoul nest or something.
Yeah, all right. Let's get through today, and then we'll start figuring out how to get up there and check things out. I don't want to wait too long to actually get in there, though. We need that stuff to prevent more panic than we already have right now. The sooner we can start testing again, the sooner everyone will just calm the hell down.
Yeah, that would be a really good thing. I don't need another basement beating.
Wheeler, man, I'm really sorry for what happened to you.
Don't worry about it.
No, I have to worry about it. What happened to you was my fault.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. I was the one who instituted mandatory virus testing. The doc told me that supplies needed for regular testing were already in low supply because of the initial waves of hysteria, but I decided that it was best for our people to feel safe. Problem was that I never planned for our population to grow like it has and the eventuality of possibly running out of those supplies. And now here we are, and I've got no idea how to ease people's fear of the unknown. Fear turns even the best of us into monsters.
You really should be blaming Warner for this. If he hadn't gotten everyone all twisted into knots over Sarah and her baby, then maybe you would have been able to ease people into being okay with not being tested anymore. I've been telling you forever that we need to do something about Warner and his mouth.
Hey, what is with you and Warner? You guys seem to legitimately hate each other. And you told me there was a story about it, but you didn't want to get into it, which I understand. Trying to make it back home and all after we had our truck stolen.
Wheeler, I don't know if I...
No, go ahead and tell him the story. I think he should hear it.
Oh, come on. You can't leave me hanging now.
All right, so...
Hold up. Before you start, Wheeler, you have got to swear that this stays here with us, all right? You've seen how manipulative Warner can be, and if this got out, he would totally twist it and make Cohen here to be the villain.
You got it. I swear. I won't say a word.
All right. So, this was a little over a year ago. Warner and I went into Northeast to do some scouting and looting. It was just the two of us because we hadn't instituted the rule of more than two people on an outing yet. Anyway, it was just us, and we were doing our normal thing. And I'm getting to know him because he hadn't been with us then.
You know, I thought this place would be smaller. It's actually pretty nice looking for being all the way out here like it is.
Yeah, a real nice looking piece of architecture. Can we get this over with, please?
Oh, come on, Cohen. You need to let all that hate O-Raid go. It was a stupid game that doesn't matter to anyone anymore. Besides, we have much more important things to do than play games, am I right?
It isn't that. Okay, it is, but not only that. Something doesn't feel right about this. I don't know what exactly, but I'm just having this feeling.
Seems fine to me. Just like Casey said, everyone bugged out and left it all behind. We might get really lucky here, boys.
Yeah, but still. Fox, what do you think? Am I being paranoid?
No, you're right. Something's off. Like... it's too quiet.
I thought you liked it quiet. You know, so you can hear if anything's coming and all that.
I do, but this isn't natural. And I don't see any. Look, let's just get in and get the stuff. The sooner we're on our way, the better I'll feel.
Door's not locked. Careful. It's clear.
Okay. Now you guys are starting to freak me out a little.
Just keep your head on a swivel. Trust me, something's not kosher here.
It's clean.
How do you know? We haven't even checked in the back yet. We only just walked in.
No, it's clean. Like, someone came in and wiped everything down. There's hardly any dust. And the door into the labs is wide open.
Well, that makes things easy.
Stop. No, I don't like this. We should go.
Dude, try and stop me.
But what about the pills and stuff? We came all the way out here and...
Forget it, Wheeler. Get back in the truck.
Ah,
get your hands up now.
We should just shoot them and be done with it.
They don't look like Packard's people, and I'm not about to shoot someone without knowing for sure.
Of course they're Packard's people. Look at them. Look at what they're wearing.
Hey, whoa, whoa. Easy there. My name is Jacob Fox. This is Cohen Wheeler. Now, we're sorry for trespassing, but we were told there were medical supplies here. And you don't mind me asking, why are you wearing the mask?
Shut up!
Look, we don't want any trouble.
Then you should just shut up now.
Okay, this would be a lot easier if you just lower those rifles, please.
I don't think so.
Then how about telling us who this Packard is and why you think we're part of his group?
He is a filthy animal with a god complex who comes down here and takes who and what he wants whenever he feels like it.
He sounds like a real winner.
Well, we've had enough. This is our town, and we'll be damned if we're going to let some outsiders take what's ours.
Maybe we can help. If you lower your guns, we can talk about it.
What do you mean?
Well, me and my friends here, we have a history of dealing with that sort of thing. Mostly in Afghanistan.
Don't listen to him, Vi. It's a trick.
Were you boys in the army or something?
Something.
I'm telling you, it's a trick, girl. We should shoot him and be done with it.
Maybe. Maybe not. We'll let Clint decide. Take their guns, and we'll take them back with us.
How long do you think they'll keep us in here?
As long as they want to.
Well, I suppose I should be grateful they just threw us in jail and didn't shoot us. Pretty smart of them to set up in the police station.
Yeah, it was. This place would be ideal for a small group like they have. Nice and secure, and it comes with some better weapons than is likely to be found around town. And they weren't going to shoot us. Okay, the guy might have tried, but I think they both knew that that would have ended badly. First off, they weren't even aiming down their sights, and second...
No, boys. I bet we can bust out of here. I don't think it'd be all that hard, either. We just need... Talk later.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting like this. My people tell me they found you trying to loot one of our medical clinics.
You must be Clint?
Good guess.
Our apologies. We were informed that no one was here. We need medical supplies for our own group and thought we might find something out this way.
They also tell me that you claim that you aren't with Packard's people. They told me that you claim you can deal with him. Violet said you were Army.
Special Forces.
Interesting. So tell me,
Fox.
All right, Fox. How would you handle this problem?
I'd need to know more before I could answer that. Because I'm going to be honest with you, your people didn't say much other than Packard comes in every so often and takes supplies. Where is he coming from? How many people does he usually have with them? How well armed are they?
Packard's people come in roughly once a month and start busting into people's homes and taking anything that isn't nailed down. Most of those places are vacant, but the stuff belongs to us here. This is our town, and everything in it belongs to the people who live here.
He only comes once a month.
Roughly. Last month they came through and they tried to clean out the pharmacy down the road from here, but we managed to chase them off. Months before, he came in the middle of the night and broke into 17 houses on the west side of town and took a family that was still living out there. Good people, every one of them.
Where did he take them?
The boring area. We managed to get one of his people during the pharmacy incident and we found out where Packard holds up. They've got some kind of commune over there. We were planning to go and get some of our people back, maybe even score a bit, but our captive got away. So we held off.
Smart. If his man got back, he would have warned them you were coming.
Have you tried negotiating with his people? Coming to some sort of compromise?
Man like Packard only understands one thing. So, I'll make you a deal. You go out to Packard's little camp, and you bring that sumbitch to me at the Chevron at the junction of 26 and 212, and I'll give you as much medicine as you can take. But I want him alive. You understand me?
I think we can do that. But what assurances can you give me that you'll hold up your end?
None. I guess you're just going to have to trust me.
So
What's the plan here, boss? Are we going to go in guns blazing or something more subtle? Like wait until night and go all quiet-like and take Packard out before any of his people even realize we were there? Because I'm up for either.
Wheeler, are you okay?
I'm great. Why?
Did it strike you as odd that they only ever described Packard as an animal?
Not really.
Seriously? Buddy, are you alright?
Cohen, I'm fine. I'm better than fine. I'm great. We need to focus here, though. Don't you think? We're about to infiltrate an enemy encampment.
I don't think it's going to come to that.
What's on your mind?
I'm thinking that we're being used to rid Clint of a rival, or at least something he considers to be a pest problem. But we're not being told everything. Firstly, Packard only goes into Sandy about once a month. Then there's the fact his base of operations seems to be on some sort of farm. And finally, the lack of details on anything Packard has supposedly done.
But Clint said they've taken people.
Yeah, he did. But we don't know if that's true. It's possible the people might have decided to move on or maybe even died.
So, what are you planning?
At this point, I just want to talk to Packard and get his side of things. If he's as bad as Clint and his people would have us believe, then we'll discuss options. Turn here.
Oh, this feels like that village during our first deployment. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, but don't ask me the name.
Oh, I want to hear about this.
So we get sent out to this little village because there's reports of border crossings at this tiny little village up north, right? And this place was small, like 6 huts and a goat pen.
It wasn't that small. They had at least 2 goat pens.
All right, so we get there, and our CO asks around, and yeah, it turns out that there's been some weird stuff going on, things going missing and all that, but it happens at night. And no one knows what's going on, so we have to stick around and find out what's going on, because we know that there's been a lot of weapons and contraband crossing in from Pakistan and other places like this. Turns out, it's these kids who live across the border, and they're hungry. They're part of this little caravan or something, and they were coming into the village, breaking into houses and stealing as much food as they could carry back with them. They were really good at it, too.
Wow. So what happened?
We don't know. We reported our findings and were called back. I did hear later they set up an Afghani outpost up there with orders to shoot anyone crossing over.
I think this might be it.
Let's stop here. Go the rest of the way on foot. We don't want to freak them out too bad.
You know, it's nice out here. Peaceful. I think I could get used to something like this.
It'd be better if it had stopped raining, and it didn't smell so bad.
You're just determined to be in a piss-poor mood today, aren't you?
Well, let's see. I had to go to the one place in the world I hate with a passion that burns so hot in my soul as to make hell look like the North Pole to find medical supplies so we can keep people from killing each other over stuffed up noses and coughs because everyone is paranoid about contracting a virus that nearly wiped out humanity, only to be nabbed by Jethro and Ellie Mae Clampett and roped into playing mediary between the Hatfields and McCoys only so we could go back to the one place I hate more than anywhere on this earth.
Come on! It's a beautiful day and we're not stuck in Homestead waiting for another boring meal of whatever canned good Jackie decides to open. We're out in the fresh air. We're gonna make it back with a truck full of meds and be hailed as heroes once again. It's gonna be, dare I say, glorious!
Okay, let's cool it with the chatter. Can we help you, boys? I hope so. We're looking for someone named Packard.
Who wants to know?
We do!
Wheeler, I got this. My name is Jacob Fox. We were sent here to talk to Packard on behalf of a man named Clint from Sandy.
You want to fight?
Whoa!
Everyone,
whoa. Bring it on!
Wheeler, no! Put it away!
Okay, everyone needs to calm down.
Get out of the way, Cohen!
Wheeler! Buddy, look at me. When was the last time you slept?
I don't think that's relevant right now.
Buddy, when was the last time you slept?
I don't know. But I think there's something more important happening right now.
I know that, but I need to make sure you're rested enough so that you don't miss. So when was the last time you slept?
I don't know, 2-3 days ago?
Oh, this is so not the time for this.
Our apologies, just 1 second, please.
Wheeler, let me see your weapon.
I checked it before we left, it's fine.
But I need to check it. I trust you, but I need to be sure, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Cohen, just sit tight, buddy.
Fox, I think we're in trouble here.
Yeah, that's obvious. Look, I need you to take him back to the truck and see if you can't get him to come down a bit. Whatever you need to tell him, I don't care. I'm going to try and reason with these people and hopefully get talking with Packard.
No, there is no way I'm going to let you go in there alone.
That's exactly what you're going to do. You know what Wheeler's going through, and you know how to deal with it better than I do. I've got this. Go and take care of our friends.
This isn't good. This isn't good. This isn't good. This really is not good.
Wheeler! It's all good, brother. Fox wants you and I to head back to the truck and watch for Clint. We don't think he's being upfront with us, so you and I are going to head back and make sure he doesn't try and do anything shady.
That's a good idea. You know, I just didn't think that guy was being very honest with us. He felt slimy, you know? Just like he was just...
What the hell was that all about?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Our friend has a condition that he's usually pretty good about maintaining. I guess today was just a bad day. Look, we're not here to cause trouble. I'm actually hoping we can help you. So could I speak to Packard?
He's bipolar, isn't he?
Yeah, how did you...
My sister lived with it before the virus took her. I'm Packard. Why don't you come into the house and we'll talk? Sounds like you people are in quite a predicament. I'm sorry you got dragged into this.
To be honest, I'm getting used to it at this point. Clint says you've taken people against their will.
Hell no! Look, we've offered food, shelter, and purpose to those people, and they've come of their own free will. I don't know if you saw this or not on your way in, but we've been building a lot of small houses for people out here. We are becoming a nice little community. We farm our own food, and we make almost everything we need, but sometimes we need extra supplies, and Sandy is pretty close.
Have you tried negotiating with Clint? Come up with some sort of trading system?
Yeah. Yeah, I've thought about it. But Clint doesn't seem to want to listen to anything I have to say. Now, I think it's easier for him to just paint me as the second coming of Satan than admit that he's wrong about me and my people.
Yeah, I sort of got that impression.
Yeah, it's too bad, too, because I think we could make a deal that's beneficial to both of our groups.
Well, what could you offer him in trade?
Food, of course. You know, we grow plenty of fresh food, and we've been rounding up livestock from around the area. Plus, I got a couple of brothers out here that used to have their own brewery. I don't think Phil or Frank would be too upset if we threw in a keg or two to sweeten the deal.
I know it'd go a long way with me if I could get the occasional keg.
And that's just for starters.
And what would you need from him in return?
Not much. Clothing, blankets and such. Maybe seeds and fertilizer from the stores. Things we can't get around here.
Mr. Packard, I think you should come with me and my friends. We have a meeting set up with Clint, and I think it would be beneficial to both of you.
Clint isn't going to listen to me. You know, he'd sooner put a bullet between my eyes than listen to one word of me.
That's probably true, but I might be able to get him to see reason. And if you came with an offering... An olive branch, or at least in this case, a beer keg and some food?
A peace offering. Uh-huh. And what if he doesn't want any truths? What if all he wants to do is fight?
Hopefully it won't come to that.
If it does?
Then I'll end it quick.
I'm impressed. I didn't think you'd actually pull it off. I thought for sure you'd just head back to Portland. You must really need that medicine.
I'm not going to hand him over.
We had a deal.
You didn't tell us everything.
Like the beer?
Not the time, buddy.
What's he talking about?
You have an opportunity here, Clint, to help yourself and your people. Now, Packard here was generous enough to bring a few things for you. If you're willing to listen... If you're willing to listen, I think you might find a partnership would be quite advantageous.
So you want me to deal with this slime ball?
You started this, Clint. We came to you and you turned us away. You forced this.
I ought to shoot you right here, right now.
You don't want to do that, Clint.
Who's going to stop me?
Oh, not this crap again.
It's not too late to talk, Clint.
Why are we bothering with this? Why don't we just let them kill each other? This is stupid. If they kill each other, then we can just take it all for ourselves. The medicine, the food, the beer. If we don't do it, some other group will, and we're already here. So we'd get first crack at it all. Seriously, just let them kill each other and be done with it. Think of all the beer we could have when they're done.
Cohen, get him out of here now.
I really think I should.
Now!
All right. Come on, Wheeler.
Is this going to happen? Are they going to shoot each other? Because they seem like they really want to kill each other. And I honestly think it's a good idea.
He's not wrong. You two keep at this, and someone's just going to come in and clean you out. Or you can work together and keep what's yours. You're stronger together, so why don't we all lower our weapons and talk this out like grown men?
I'm willing.
What do you say, Clint?
You really got beer?
Was wild. What a day, am I right? We got plenty of medicine and beer. Oh, this is so great. I can't believe we finally got some beer, and Packard said we can get more anytime we want. This is so cool. And the rain finally stopped too.
Hey, Wheeler, how long you been out of lithium?
And why didn't you say anything?
I don't know. It didn't really seem all that important, you know? I mean, come on. With militias and ghouls. Wait. Sorry. A little lost. And getting beat up in the basement. And the baby. And running out of test supplies in the greenhouse. It just didn't feel that important, you know?
It is important. You're important. We need you at your best.
We're going to make it a priority that you have what you need from now on.
If we make sure you got your pills, will you promise to take them?
Of course, man. No worries.
Wow, it is so green.
As soon as we get back,
I mean,
you get him to the dock.
Part of why we had that boom in population.
I'll find Abby and get her to watch him.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Then,
may I suggest we go out and try to find him some medication?
I don't care if we're out all night. We're going to find him. Now we just got to
copy that.
Homestead, Episode 9, The Feud. Written, directed, and produced by James Robinson. Music by Me You. Starring Travis Box as Cohen, Danny Hedum as Wheeler, James Robinson as Fox, Austin Vanderplatt as Clint, Tracy Knight as Violet, David Mort as Packard, and Dane Vodder as Grady. Homestead is a Not Another Podcast production.